and Melissa Kay.
Knew that was going to happen. There we go. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good start to your day out there. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We got a good one going today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mel, how I have to ask you right out the gate. So for those that are just joining us, Melissa is calling in today. She's on Clean Feed.
Yes, I am.
Which is going great. We're loving this. Melissa, this is the only time I will probably ever ask you this in our friendship.
Oh dear.
What are you wearing? I honestly love the idea of you doing this in your pajamas. Yeah. I love the idea of you being comfortable and relaxed, letting all that. Like.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I did change out of my pajamas today, but I put on like my house pants and old t-shirt because I will be cleaning later.
Okay, all right. But good. I'm glad you're comfortable. I mean, it seems like if you're going to work from home, might as well at least be comfortable, right?
Yeah, right.
That's great. That's good.
But I did get dressed.
Yeah. I would have to.
I couldn't, like, I had workout clothes on earlier because I did get a workout in this morning.
Right.
Very
so
good.
Excited. And then I changed into my day clothes. We'll just put it that way.
That's awesome.
I do want to send a big shout out, a special good morning to all of our friends at Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
I just heard from my friend Katrina over there, and she said that you sound great, Mel. This is sounding really good. And that's nice to hear. We appreciate that feedback.
Yes, we do.
Encourage you to stop by over at Family Natural Foods. Say hi to the gang over there.
Yeah.
Yes, and I have to stop next time I'm in town because I need some things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I hear you. I got to get over there, too.
Yeah.
I did have a couple of programming notes I wanted to let the audience know about. For one, we have a very exciting thing happening around here where we get to have FRM Fridays this Friday.
Yay! Woo-woo.
Heartstrings are going to join us.
Yes.
Yay, Ben and Katie.
It's going to be so much fun. We're looking forward to that. And it one more chance for me to try to lure Ben into being our house band. I'm going to get him one of these days. I'm going to get him to sign that contract.
Even if it's just for one day, though. That would be awesome. Yeah.
He has actually done that before. Like, that's how all this kind of got started.
Oh.
Even before NPR was doing the Tiny Desk concert, which are great. They're awesome. I love those things. And it certainly was an influence on Connie and I's creation of this. But I've been wanting to get musicians on, going back to when Carl and I kind of took over, then the inmates started running Arkham Asylum. And Ben was our first musical guy. He was the first guy to come on. And all I told him was like, hey, Ben, would you mind just coming on and maybe like playing in the background a little bit and stuff? And he couldn't have been better about it. He's like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
And showed up early in the morning with us. And it's kind of how it got this whole ball rolling.
That's great. Oh,
awesome.
Old home week.
Yeah, it really is. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We are, of course, our offices will be closed on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. So we will not have, the original usual unusual suspects to join you on next Monday. But also starting next Tuesday, Over the Back Fence will be being moved.
Yes.
That hour will be taken over by a great show, I will say, As Goes Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's a fun show. I think it's great. I also, along with the audience, and we talked about this already in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yep.
I don't want to repeat ourselves, but I do want to make sure that anybody that didn't get to hear us in the 7 o'clock hour is up to date. This is something that we are working hands-on with Civic Media about.
Yep.
Mike, Sage, the gang over there, they want to collaborate, not subtract. So what we're doing is we're going to move Over the Back Fence. Honestly, just talking this out with the audience a little bit and Seth and I talking about this, and we'll talk more, of course, with our new GM, Chuck, in these things.
Yep.
Well, we'd like to put Over the Back Fence on Saturday or right before the polka show.
Yes.
And
that'd
have
be
that,
awesome.
Yeah, have that lead into the polka show, which would lead into Native Roots, which is a fantastic show that I've heard really good feedback on. That's going to be great. We also we understand that it's changed. We also understand that it's a show that has been on these airwaves in one form or another, 30, 40 years,
long time. Yeah,
and that's not always.
But it's staying.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. It is staying. It may not be a daily, Monday through Friday show anymore, but it will be with us still. We think this will enhance the show, make it better. And it's also going to free our staff up to be able to do some other projects.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be creating some other shows.
Yes.
And some other original content from here that will probably be on the weekends and that. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to that. And mm-hmm. we're still here, everybody. We're still broadcasting from Wisconsin Rapids. We are still locally grown radio.
Yes, we are.
Those things aren't going anywhere. It's fun. And even as Seth brought up, and I think you've brought this up before too, Melissa, as goes Wisconsin, the show that will come up after Morning Magazine starting next Tuesday.
Yep.
That has a Wisconsin Rapids tie-in.
It does.
Well, yeah. Kristen Bray is from Wisconsin Rapids. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
She's the host.
Her family still lives here, as a matter of mm-hmm. fact.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And just, it's Bray, actually, I think. It's Kristen Bray. But
Bray. You're right.
And I'll be honest with you guys. I've only gotten to hear the show a handful of times. Mm-hmm. In that handful of times, I've heard her mention Rapids almost every time.
She does. She talks about Rapids a lot.
I love that. And I have to say, she's good. Like,
she is good.
She is very good at what she does.
She's funny. She's, you know, well-versed. She's got a lot of information to share. And I like the guests that she has on.
She's got some great guests, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to make this happen, okay? And I'm putting this out into the universe as much as I am to Civic Media, to her, to everybody. I want to do a home and home. I want to have her on the morning show or Morning Magazine with us. And I want to go do her show or have one of you guys do her show. You know,
that would be great, yes.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I think this is a fun opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that that change can be unsettling sometimes, mm-hmm. and our audience and our staff have had to deal with a lot of change in the last year.
In a very short period of time, let's put it that way.
Not many radio stations within a year's time goes through two different ownerships, and not to mention the theme. You know what your format is. That format change, and all the behind the scenes changes electronically we've had.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And all that being said, on August 31st, 2022, at 9:13 on the clock, we're still live and direct.
We're here.
We're still here. And we're not going anywhere.
Yep.
And that's from Civic Media. That's not us.
Yeah,
that's from
exactly.
But so that's a good thing. These are positives.
These are all good things.
Yeah. These are good things. And we're very excited about all this. One of the other things we're excited about is getting back to being able to do a lot of the things that WFHR used to do, covering more high school sports. And we're looking forward to doing that a lot more as we go forward here. We, of course, are the home of the Wisconsin Badgers. Every football game, every basketball game, you're going to be able to catch on our airwaves, whether it's our station right here at WFHR or our sister station, WIRI, which is, along with great country music, going to be playing have some sports there from time to time.
Yeah.
I have to catch myself. I think you guys know about what's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have literally, every time I'm talking about this, I have to almost get ready to turn my mic off and censor myself because there's something I want to talk about, but I can't yet.
Okay.
But I'm so excited to tell the audience. I cannot tell you how excited I am. I can't even give you hints.
Rein in those horses, man. Just a little bit.
It is a beautiful new day, people, and there are good things happening on these stations, and I'm so excited about it. I want to talk. This is something I can share, though.
Okay.
Tomorrow on WFHR, the return of the Paul Chris Show, Wisconsin Badger head football coach.
Yep.
Going to join us at 6:05, preview the upcoming game, which will be on Saturday right here on this station.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, though, on Friday, high school football, Assumption at Pittsville to take on the Panthers. 6:50, our pregame will start for that. Randy Paul on the call, y'all.
Yeah.
Don going to run the board. You put those two together, you know it's going to sound good. And then on Saturday, Wisconsin football kicks off the 2022 season for them versus Illinois State in Madtown. 4:00, that game will start right here at WFHR.
Yes. Not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Just a lot of fun stuff going on around here, everybody. This is a good day.
Yes.
So I wanted to get into a little more entertainment news, just kind of piggybacking off of that stuff. So I'll save this story actually when we have a little more time. This is kind of fascinating. Tom Hanks has done a lot in his career as far as pivoting. Went from being seen as just a great comedic actor to mm-hmm. being one of the greatest dramatic actors we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Going from that to getting behind the camera and being a great director, that thing you do. Almost any great World War II thing you've seen in the last 10 years, Tom Hanks has either directed it or produced it.
He's involved, yep.
Yeah. And now he is launching a trivia game for Apple.
Okay.
What are you doing, Tom? Tom Hanks made a trivia game for Apple Arcade. It's called Hanks 101, and it's spelled H-A-N-X, 101 Trivia. Hanks 101 Trivia, and it comes out Friday. And before you ask, no, the questions won't be all about Tom.
Oh, but that'd be kind of fun, actually. Yeah. But yeah,
I got a friend of mine, Liz, up in Minnesota, that I think she would like that, actually. Yeah, she's the biggest Tom Hanks fan I know. There will be about 58,000 questions about different subjects like history, science, food, art, and technology. But Tom will narrate the game.
Nice.
Nice.
You can play solo or compete head-to-head with another player. If you're not familiar with Apple Arcade, it's a gaming subscription service. You can do a free trial to check out Tom's game or pay $4.99 a month. It can be played on iPhone, iPads, Macs, Apple TV. I have an iPhone, but I'm not the biggest Apple supporter. I'll be completely honest about that.
I'm with you there.
But I will say that the Apple Arcade is a pretty good deal.
It is.
That one,
considering
they give you a pretty good deal on that one. That is pretty cool.
Now it has Tom Hanks.
I just think this is such a cool idea.
Like, it's really neat.
I got to think that they came to him with this idea. Mm-hmm. That's how these things usually work. But I would have loved to have been in the room. Like, what does the contract for something like that look like? You know, what do you, I mean, there's so many little layers to this that I've never thought of that I can't imagine how many hours, 58,000 questions. And Tom Hanks is a pro, but even Tom Hanks ain't going to get everything on the first take.
No.
So, I mean, my goodness.
That's a lot of work going into that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it actually makes me want Apple for the first time.
I don't think you're That's alone on that one, Mel. I really don't.
And he puts his name on anything, and people are going to notice. They're gonna take notice.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's really cool. He does such weird things. Every now and then, he'll come out with this really just kind of out of left field thing, but it's usually really great. That's the thing, right?
He does that, and every once in a while, you will see him show up at like a random person's wedding or something. You know, just crashes the wedding. All of these things, he had a guest spot, guest voice on the Simpsons movie that nobody knew he did except him and the creators. And he did, just did that for the heck of it and everything.
Oh my gosh!
All that being said, I think that we kind of forget this is the guy that signed up to do The Man with One Red Shoe, that starred in Volunteers, that starred in Splash, He's had this weirdness to him his whole career.
That's true.
Just kind of got. Splash was great.
Oh, that holds up. I don't care what anybody says. That movie holds up. I love that movie. You got not just Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah, but you've got the great John Candy and the great Eugene Levy also in that.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to say is one thing: A League of Their Own.
Oh yes, yeah.
He's brilliant in that movie.
Yeah, he's just
Yep.
Wilson.
Oh, another good reference. Another one. You know, out of all this stuff that we're talking about, and I'm actually a sucker for his 80s movies. Mm-hmm. I grew up on those. Yeah. I love those movies.
Even Joe versus the Volcano?
Yes. Okay. Even Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Me too,
good
Mel.
Reference, Seth.
Me too.
Oh, I love that one.
I was the only one in my family that loved that movie.
I don't know who I'm talking to anymore. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you people.
We've lost Seth.
Jeez.
Volunteers, another good one. My God, that man's done a lot of movies. It is a Road to Perdition. Road to Perdition. Yep. If I was really pressed, I think that might be my favorite Tom Hanks role. I think it might be. Just a really, really wonderful performance by him. Shania Twain's guitarist got the crowd to sing Happy Birthday to her. There's no real, like, you know, story here. It just was kind of fun to reference and mention.
That's fun. Did he get fired?
Shania Twain turned 57 on Saturday. I can't believe she's 57.
Wow.
And the entire crowd at her show in Vegas sang happy birthday to her. There is an awesome video of her guitarist, Eric, coaxing them into singing it and then sneaking his own hilarious happy birthday jokes in there at the end and all this. like my dad would do for every happy birthday that we ever sang.
Nice
little moment there.
Yeah.
And very cool. Like, it literally sounds like every single person in that auditorium is singing happy birthday back at her.
That's so cool. Yeah, yeah. That's nice.
I can't imagine how what that must feel like for as an artist.
Like thousands of people singing your birth. Yeah, that would be weird. Yeah.
And good for her, too, because there was a point where she was not going to come back to doing live performing. Yeah. She kind of had her kind of been burnt out.
Burnt out by it, yeah.
And everything. Good for her that she's come, not only come back, but she's having moments like that.
That's cool.
And performing on her birthday.
Yeah, even better. That's cool too. That's really cool.
Have you either of you ever gotten to do that with a play or any kind of entertaining?
I don't think so.
No.
Having a summer birthday, there's not a lot of that going on. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, on my 18th birthday, I was in a show. It was actually my very first show. and we had a whole the cast was fun. It was a medieval farcical musical.
Medieval.
It was an original. Yes. Wow. It was medieval. And I was playing the princess. But the guy that was playing the jester, he took it in a total like he's flapping his hands around all the time and when he's walking and he's just being very, very flippant and a little feminine. But when he found out that it was my 18th birthday, he came running out from backstage with his hands going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. He came over and he plopped himself on my lap.
Jeez. Wow.
And because then I was 18, and it was just this whole huge thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was just so funny. Okay. And I was so embarrassed.
Like, I'm sure.
I was 50 Shades of Red.
That's a good story. That's a good one. I've gotten to do a handful of acting gigs on my birthday.
It's
great until people find out it's your birthday.
Then you're done. Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
There are... Outside of Terry and Katrina, there is few people that it's harder if they learn your birthday than theater people.
That's right.
Than theater people, they just love to perform.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Yeah. They, all of a sudden, a show tunes start coming out.
Oh, they do.
Like, did you guys rehearse this?
Flash mob.
Dance routine.
Taking a look at your small screen. By the way, I say that lovingly to Terry and Katrina.
Yes.
Looking at your small screen, what's new on your tonight? America's Got Talent is on at 7 on NBC. The third season premiere of DC's Stargirl comes up on 7 at on CW. That's actually a fun little show. I don't mind it. Joel McHale is on it. The young lady that is Stargirl does a really nice job.
Cool.
It's a show that doesn't take itself too seriously as far as the comic book world
goes.
That's
always good.
Need a little of that. You know. Yeah. Let's see here. Netflix is a movie I came by. It's a thriller starring George McKay from the movie 1917. Looks kind of interesting, actually. Looks like a different one. And also, the one-hour special CMT Storytellers, Darius Rucker. That'll be on at 9 on CMT.
Nice.
And really, all these things are cool and all, but honestly, the biggest reason I'm bringing this up, the third episode of America's National Parks hits National Geographic at 8 o'clock, and all five episodes are also out today on Disney Plus. And for those that don't know, this is the Garth Brooks narrated
That's right.
And I didn't get to see a whole episode, but I knew we were going to be talking about it today, so I wanted to do a little homework and watch a little of it. He's really good at this.
Not bad.
I don't mean to say this like I'm so shocked that he is. I thought he'd be good at
it.
I didn't know he'd be great at it. I didn't know he'd be this good at it. Like, we should be going to Garth Brooks for more narrations. he's very good at this.
You know, I always found out if you get those really good narrators, people that even though if you recognize their voice, you kind of forget who it is when they're that good at narrating because you're just so caught up in the story or whatever it is they're saying. And I haven't had a chance to check this out yet, but if it'd be interesting to see. It's like, oh, wait. Yeah, that's Garth Brooks.
Yeah. and that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
we'll take a break right here. When we come back, a bar in L.A. has raised the minimum age, and it is really an interesting story.
Ooh.
I cannot wait to get your guys' feedback on this. I've been sitting on this story since this weekend.
All right.
And I can't believe I waited till 9:30. So.
Wow.
We'll come back with more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Taking a look at the temperatures in your neck of the woods. It is 58. Oh, no, I got to update that. That can't be right. 68 in Stevens Point in Marshfield, 69 in Wausau, and 67, as Jen said, here in Abbotsford, Mel.
Were you checking out my temperatures?
I was checking out your temperatures. I was, yeah. It's 67 here in Rapids.
She tells us the forecast for Abbotsford. There you go.
It's 74 here.
74, oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Right.
That's what my computer says.
All right.
Seth, Mel, and James here with you, and this story is a doozy. I don't have a category for this one. I don't know if it's a that ain't right, a good story, just a weird story. Who knows? I'm going to go through the article, and then you guys go ahead and give me your feedback on this one.
Okay.
There is a bar in L.A. called Melody Bar and Grill, and they have a policy that you have to be 30 years old to get in on Friday and Saturday nights.
30? Wow.
30. Two women posted a TikTok saying they were carded and then rejected because they were still in their 20s. There's no rule against a bar doing this. And while it may seem like a questionable business strategy, a lot of older adults are celebrating the place in comments. And this has been all over social media, Reddit, Twitter, that kind of thing. One person said, all the 30-year-olds are like, take me to the promised land. I know it hurts right now, but when you are 30, you'll understand.
That's actually, that's not a bad idea.
No, I kind of like it too.
Yeah.
Even the person who posted the TikTok video admitted that they'd probably like the policy in a few years when they turn 30. So again, what are we thinking about this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I found out about this Saturday.
Yeah.
Will called me up and was like, you got to do this story. You have to cover this story. And he's telling me all about it and everything. And I'm like, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's joking. I don't know if he's doing an onion bit with me or something. And I look into it and it's a real thing. And part of the reason the owners did this was because they were having real issues with like 21-year-olds and like fights breaking out and a lot of this stuff. Now, let's all own ourselves and our age, our respective ages.
Right.
It doesn't matter what age you can be. A knucklehead can be any age.
It's true.
Right.
So it is not picking on younger people. I think what it is trying to do is, I've seen plenty of places that have a happy hour for the ladies, mm-hmm. happy hour for the fellas, like mm-hmm. things like that, where it's just kind of like for a couple hours, it's centered on just one section of the clientele.
Ladies night, right? Yeah.
Right. That's kind of what they're doing here. It's just Saturday and Sunday. It's not 24/7 they're doing this.
Yeah.
Right, but it is the two biggest nights going out.
Right.
It's giving a space for more mature, or want to be mature.
Like theory. The amendment there, yeah.
In theory, yeah.
Adults to hang out together and not be inundated with people who just want to party hardy.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
I don't see the issue with it. Mm-hmm. I will say, if I own a bar in anywhere near this one, on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah, right.
Now, I'm not saying necessarily that I wouldn't let somebody in if they're over 30, but I'm really focusing on that 21 to
20-something.
I'm really
offering specials.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I niche markets.
Yeah.
I think. That is one of the greatest things you can come across nowadays when literally almost everything has been done. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yep.
If you find a market that there is an opening, there's a wiggle room there, you got to hit it.
Take it.
Yeah. It's like a running back seeing that lane open up. You just got to hit it as fast as you possibly can because it is not going to stay open very long.
No.
Because somebody's going to do it. Somebody else would have come up with this if this bar didn't. Something like this.
Absolutely. No, you were totally 100% right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in Wisconsin, you can bring your children into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the wine bar that I worked at was 21 and older mm-hmm. only.
Yep, there you go.
Bring your children into it because mm-hmm. they wanted to have a atmosphere without small children running around.
Yeah.
And that's the bar's choice.
Yep.
It did make some people angry.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't please everyone all the time, of course. No. So you keep that in mind, everybody.
My papa used to say they could offer the cure for cancer for a dollar, and there are going to be people that are, say, you're overcharging.
You got it.
You're always going to have somebody out there having a problem with something. Yeah. This seems like a kind of a fun idea, though.
It's interesting.
I'm really curious to know, like a year from now, if they do this for a year, mm-hmm. what their numbers look like. Their income looks. Say, because they were obviously doing this beforehand, what did their Saturday and Sunday, what did their Friday and Saturday numbers look like going into this, and mm-hmm. what do they look like now?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that would be interesting to find that out. Yeah.
Yeah. They can track that revenue and see what it does.
Exactly. Yeah.
be interesting to see. But okay, all right. So I wasn't sure where you guys would fall on this one. All right, yeah, interesting.
It's not a big deal. I don't go to bars anymore anyway. Right, so right. You know, I'm like whatever. Yeah.
But the real test would be to, you know, check out the bar on a Friday, Saturday, see what the atmosphere is like, and then go on another night of the week
yeah.
when it's open to everyone, see if it's any different.
Just to see what it's like. Yeah, I'd be curious. Yeah.
That's a really, I like that. That's a good point.
Scientific method.
Yes, right. science.
We must drink. Oh, no. We just must go to a bar.
Team building.
Where's this bar located?
Yeah.
We got a road trip. Road trip.
California. Oh. Let's go to LA.
Yep. Oh, my.
I got a call shotgun. We'll take a commercial break. We'll go to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's the morning show on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Mel, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there, everybody. Hopefully, you're enjoying your day. So we got some betting right stories we got to get to.
Of course.
I'm just eyeballing this one here. And I honestly don't know what direction to take on this one. This is two stories in a row that have me a little bit kind of like I'm on one level and I'm on another. You guys go ahead and help me with this.
All right.
It doesn't sound like this guy's an animal rights person, just a complete fool. A 38-year-old named George Paul Jones. Hmm. That's his name, George Paul Jones.
Interesting.
Broke into an animal shelter in Abilene, Texas on Friday morning. It's a big place with around 150 dogs. Then once he was in, he opened up a bunch of cages and let them go free.
Oh, jeez.
In a Disney movie, that might be okay.
Yeah.
But in real life, okay. It didn't go well, and the dogs started fighting.
Oh.
They did not try to leave the shelter. They just ended up fighting with each other. A few were injured,
no.
And sadly, unfortunately, some were injured and everything, and even worse. And at least nine others ran off and had to be rounded up.
Oh.
It's still not clear if they found them all. They did find George, though, who also stole a van from the shelter and drove off in it.
What?
Someone found it 3 miles away, and his wallet and ID were still inside. Criminal mastermind here.
Oh.
Be sure to go to Mr. George Paul Jones for all your criminal needs. You can find him. He's in San Quentin.
Minus his wallet.
Right,
exactly.
Cops thought he had abandoned the van, but he didn't. While they weren't looking, he actually snuck back in and snagged the wallet, but they caught up with him nearby, and he had the van keys on him. He's facing charges of burglary, animal cruelty, and theft of a motor vehicle. Now, obviously, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
And again, I know I'm not supposed to use that word, but it exists in the English language for a reason. If not for this guy, then what else?
For who else, right?
There are two things about this that part of the reason why I wanted to talk about this. For one, I don't think that it is common knowledge enough of how hard it is on shelters and how hard shelters, how little resources shelters have.
Yeah.
Whatever the best run funded humane society in the world is, even that one needs help. Even that one needs funds. So the idea of somebody taking this van and trashing the van, hurting these animals, adding to these people's day when they already, I guarantee you, had a big day ahead of them with 150 dogs there and stuff.
That's a lot, yeah.
I believe that Carl used to have the stupid enhancer, like, you know, you have your usual crime and the judge gives you your sentence and then like an extra year or two are tagged onto it. I want that with this guy so bad, to the point that I want to show up at the courthouse and like demand it. Because the other part of this too, and we've gotten better about this as a society, and it takes time. I understand that. I'm not trying to say that this has to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time. We have gotten a lot better about the way we approach drug laws. When it is a non-violent offense or something like that, the approach we take now with whether it is fines or years in jail or any of these things, we are way, way too late on the game when it comes to drunk driving or when it comes to sexual or physical abuse or domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a little better about it, but we got a lot of work to do when it comes to those.
Mm-hmm.
Those need to be upped. the years, the things that can happen if you are found guilty of one of those things.
Right.
It should not just be a slap on the wrist.
Right.
You should be doing some serious damn time.
Yeah.
And this brings this to me. Mm-hmm. This guy is, he's going to get an animal cruelty charge on there. That's a fine.
Yeah.
Animal cruelty in most states is a fine, not a jailed sentence.
Right, yeah.
I believe it should be a jailed thing. I'm not saying about how many years or any of that. That's all, for people smarter than me to figure out.
Right.
But one of the ways that we saw numbers dwindle with domestic violence or sexual abuse was by upping the ante on, when you do these things, it's no longer a slap on the wrist. Because up until, even in some states right now, let alone into the early aughts, this was a thing. You could get caught with rape, and you're doing maybe a year off of that? Mm-hmm. You kidding me? When somebody who sold like a dime bag of marijuana is doing 3 years, but a rapist or a sexual abuser, a child abuser or something like that is doing even less than that, that don't seem right to me.
No.
These are things that we need to correct.
Right.
We need to get right.
Well, and that's and to your point, it's not just the punishment, but it's also these are violent people that should not be with other people, especially if it's a domestic abuse situation where then we know that the recidivism rate on that is extremely high.
Yeah.
They should just be taken out of society. And I don't want to say, we just lock them up and throw away the key. And we want to try to find ways to help people like this to get reintegrated into society. But at the same time, you got to keep them out of the population for safety's sake.
If we lose the rehabilitation part of the judicial system, then we've lost our way.
Exactly.
That's a huge topic that we could go down an entire rabbit hole about.
It's true,
about for-profit prisons. Let's
true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get started on that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well said, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. But I just think the article gives us an opportunity to talk about that, bring that up.
It's a good way of that's a good thing. Yeah.
Interesting. Now this one, another interesting one. So if you haven't seen it, an Alabama cop had to deal with a couple of goats taking over his patrol car last week.
Oh, dear.
He was serving documents at a house and left the driver's side door open because sometimes he has to escape from angry dogs, when he's dropping these papers. Again, another thing that our officers deal with and stuff.
Angry dogs, yep.
But this time he came back to find one goat in the front seat munching on his papers.
Oh, no.
And another goat clomping around on the top of the patrol car.
They had attack goats. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is... It is
goats in schools, goats in cop cars.
Madison County Sheriff's Office, and that not our own Madison, but here in Wisconsin, but Alabama. So you want to? But I implore you, look this up, watch these videos. It is great.
That poor cop, though.
I feel bad for him, but I also got to give him a shout out because he handled this so well. in our job, and in all the jobs that I do, social media is a big deal. And we're actually they're asking teachers and people nowadays to take classes on this to understand how to market better and to take advantage of these kind of free advertising things.
Mm-hmm.
I could save them all a lot of time. Go to any police, whatever local police precinct you have, go there and figure out whatever they're doing. Because every police precinct and sheriff's office are doing social media right.
They're doing it well.
They're doing
very well.
They're the best at these little videos and everything. Every one of them goes viral. Every one of them goes great.
It just goes to it just goes to show how they come across these just bizarre situations that they have to deal with all the time. And the way, like you said, the way they handle it, it's priceless. It's great.
Yeah, how they can turn it and make it into something funny or something, that enhances their community.
Yeah.
I admire a lot about good police officers.
Yeah.
That is one of the bigger things I admire.
Yeah, exactly.
Is their approach, is that the way they can handle these things. Mel, did you say them and Wendy's? Is that what you said?
I did.
I thought so. I agree. Yes.
Wendy's kills it on social media.
They really do. Yeah, they really do. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around. Morning Magazine coming up at the top of the hour right after CBS News. We're going to welcome in Mike Hittner and our friends from Historic Point Boss. Talk about the Harvest Fair coming up in September.
Very nice.
Nice.
Then at 10:30, Lori Dombrowski going to join us. She is the administrative assistant with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin.
Very good.
Great conversations right there.
Great organization, yeah.
And be sure to join Seth for Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon.
It's couple more chances left for that. So let's make him good.
At
this time, yes. Yeah. For our weekly, our daily show, I should say.
Yeah. So do kids actually enjoy learning about our boring hobbies? Am I driving my children crazy when I talk about The Simpsons endlessly? The answer is yes. But
they don't have a choice.
That's
sorry.
A boring hobby? Watching The Simpsons is a boring hobby?
Nice smell. Nicely done there.
No matter. Job security.
Shush, right hand.
I see what your game is. I see what you're doing over there. You and your home office in Abbotsford, whatever that is.
Oh, did you get my picture?
Yeah, I did, actually.
That's a great picture. That's great. No matter how much you want to be a cool parent, let's be honest, there's a very narrow overlap between hobbies that are interesting to both kids and adults.
Exactly.
Or is there? Mm. In a recent survey, 61% of parents with preteens claim they're eager to learn more about their kids' hobbies or interests.
Hmm.
And vice versa. 63% say that their kids are very interested in learning about their hobbies and interests.
Wow.
Nice.
And they say that they are trying to teach their kids to appreciate hobbies they enjoy and with hope that they might take them on too. Almost the family business, only the family hobby business.
Family hobbies, yeah.
The ones mentioned in the survey are fairly kid-friendly already, like sports, video games, card games, trivia, along with music and TV.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the parents are trying to introduce their kids to hobbies and interests they had when they were younger, so they are trying to establish an overlap.
Hmm.
There are no mention of adults leaving their comfort zone to embrace real kid hobbies, but there is a lot of parents doing this, and I will say on a personal level, I've seen a lot of parents doing this.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Chris is one of the best dads I know, and he had no interest in ever playing Minecraft or anything. As soon as his son started playing it, he picked it up and gave it a shot.
That's great.
Because Cole also met him on the music end of things. And I think that really has paid dividends because Cole is an amazing guitar player.
There you go.
Just as an example, loose example.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are embracing real adult hobbies like bird watching, home brewing, that kind of stuff. So that's been kind of interesting to see, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the family business isn't the thing that we pass on anymore. You know, that still exists somewhat.
Yeah, right.
But maybe that's not so much just that anymore as it is these kind of things, too.
I think introducing and helping to develop more options for people of all ages to have different hobbies, to just engage your mind and to engage your creativity is a good thing.
Well said.
Yeah, yeah. It can't hurt, right? I mean, what's the downside to this? They don't like it? Okay, you move on.
Move on to something else. That's exactly it. It's just like letting them try different instruments in school.
Okay, yeah.
You don't like the saxophone? Try the recorder. You don't like the recorder? Try the piano, guitar, you know.
Well, maybe for your kids, Mel.
Like hobbies.
I just got a saxophone for my kid. He's going to be playing that for a long time. No matter what he says.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I do want to say that they kind of mislabeled the headline on that boring hobbies. Now wait a minute.
Yeah,
they're not boring. If someone has a hobby, obviously they find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So come on.
Yeah.
It's headline. Jeez.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah. Okay.
But let's have a conversation then about what do you think is the most boring hobby?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Stamp collecting?
That usually gets, you know, people say stamp collecting, but no, I don't know. I don't see
that's
anything.
That's probably the one that gets the most flack.
It does, yeah.
One of my first or second best friend, really, I had in Wisconsin was this kid, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig, it was a coin and stamp collector.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go over to the hobby place here in town here, Gary's Coins, and over there. And the excitement and the way they would talk about these things and the way when they found a coin, like a penny, like a Lincoln Head penny or these kind of things.
Yep.
And they would talk about this no differently than my dad would when he came across a card that was worth $200.
Yeah, baseball card.
Or the way I talk about a role that I like an actor that I enjoy, but they're in a movie that I didn't know they were in, and I've seen and stuff. And
that kind of excitement about something can be infectious. It can be contagious.
I mention this all the time. I realistically probably will not own my own home anytime soon.
Right.
I don't have a whole lot of reasons to learn about real estate outside of playing a real estate agent one day as an actor.
Right.
But I get JR in here, and him and I have that let's talk real estate, and I am all glued in. There is nothing else going on in the world to me. I am all in on this. I want to learn every single thing he has to say because he's passionate and he knows his stuff, and it just gets you engaged.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. I don't think I knew this until doing Morning Magazine, how much I enjoy not only learning, but how many different fields are interesting out there.
Well, the thing is, I think what people should avoid when they're talking about their hobby to other people, I think when you get to the boring part, is that they use too much lingo or jargon from that thing. And people they don't understand what you're talking about. Then you tend to tune out. When you're like, well, I don't know what that means, so you know that kind of thing.
When you guys are talking about sports,
exactly,
that I don't understand, like exactly, in the bullpen, and you know those the Twins are beating up the Sox, like what's going on in your underwear drawer?
Perfect example.
That's a great example. Yes, we are so guilty of that. So guilty. You are.
Just wait until I whip out the weaving terms.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Although. But, I don't want to brag here or anything.
Okay,
but Mel did take me through a little bit of what did I do, one rung, Mel?
Yes, you did one repeat of the pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I got to work a loom.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Did wow.
I did a little bit of weaving, and I mean a little.
Is it weaving? I like looming better.
Yeah.
Looming, weaving. I guess pick your term.
I don't even know if that's a thing. I just like the word looming.
But he got to throw the shuttle on the race and pull the beater bar back and forth and push the treadles down with his feet.
That was awesome.
No idea what you just said. Not a clue.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Really that's what cool, I mean. Though. Yeah.
It was really cool.
But that's cool. It'd be much more fun to watch, I think, than have someone explain it to you. Yeah.
Well. Especially when you see like the people that are really good at it, like that are just seen, like they just flow.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Mel, to our previous conversation, was that a hobby or something that your mom or relative did that kind of passed down to you?
Well, I think for my mom, it started as a hobby because she did it when I was little, like 2-3 years old. But then she came back to it later in life and she started a business.
Wow.
And that's when I apprenticed under her and learned how to weave.
And, that's really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. We wove 60-yard bolts of fabric for a fabric designer out of Arizona, Candace Cole.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. Get to some good stories of the day now. A nonprofit in Canada helped a 93-year-old woman go skydiving last week.
That's awesome.
Her name is Betty Cochran, and it was on her bucket list. She said her only fear was that her dentures might fall out.
Not worried about the parachute opening.
No, just the dentures. Yep.
I'm with her. I'm with her on that one. Yeah, I'd have been in the same boat. Yep.
I might have taken them out before I jumped.
Just to be on the safe side.
And I'm just going to stick these in my pocket.
My Aunt Nay used to freak us out as kids. She would take her false teeth out and like and like chase. I'm a swamp monster and like chase after us and like she'd like awesome. Bite on us and stuff. It was the weirdest thing.
That's weird, but it's kind of fun too.
Yeah, it was. Like it was. Yeah. It was the best. Yeah. A study in an 86-year-old guy in England just tried a cheeseburger for the first time.
What was he waiting for?
Yeah, his daughter took him to McDonald's and yes, he liked it.
Nice.
I know I could not find the complete article on this of why he has not tried a cheeseburger up until now.
It never came up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. A study in Germany had just found that a common cancer drug might also work as an anti-aging drug and help extend people's lifespans.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Now, this one, we don't have nearly, like, we could spend the whole show on this, and we don't have enough time to get into
it. No.
But I will tell you guys that this is, you can find more at studyfinds.org. Mm. That's studyfinds.org, all one word, studyfinds.org. The name of the drug is rapamycin, RAPAMYCIN.
Mm.
It is fascinating. Fascinating what is going on with this. Yeah. It's interesting. While trying to save lives, we may have found. The closest we're ever going to come to the fountain of youth.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Mm.
It's interesting.
When you're dealing with stuff at the cellular level, I mean, cancer.
You don't know what can happen. Yeah.
Cellular abnormalities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fascinating.
And not that we can necessarily top that story, but one that is a really good one here. A guy and his elderly father fell off their fishing boat when it hit some rocks near Boston Harbor last week, but they were able to stay afloat by using their beer cooler as a flotation device.
Police beer saves the day.
Again.
Police spotted them and pulled them out ashore. They brought them to safety.
Nice.
That's great.
That's good.
This has been a fan. I think this has been a success, you guys.
I agree. It's been wonderful.
Good. Awesome. I'm glad.
Another good story of the day. Nice job by everybody today. This has been a lot of fun. Mel, you have yourself a great day.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Seth, have a good one. Talk to you in a bit.
Thank you very much.
And I'll talk to you guys in just a few as we have Morning Magazine coming up right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248.